yesterday was Mother's Day. But what about instead Happy You Day? The supermarket Waitrose has been criticised for dropping the word mother in some of its cards. This apparently was in a bid to be more transgender inclusive. So not Happy Mother's Day, Happy You Day. The Spiked Online legal editor, Luke Gitos, with us this morning. Good morning to you, Luke.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. What do you make of this, Luke?
Well, I think we need to be careful. If you look at the actual cards, they're pretty inoffensive. And actually, they're quite sweet. They do recognise that motherhood takes various forms, as of course it does. You know, one of the cards said, Dad, you're a great mum, and it had a picture of a male bear helping a male child bear dance. And it was quite sweet because it recognises that sometimes, especially people who've lost their mothers, fathers do take on what might be called a more traditional mothering role. And, you know, different people can take the role of a mother in certain circumstances. But cards aside, I think we need to look at the context in which this discussion is happening and a broader concern, which is that the particularities of women's experience is being undermined by a particular, very narrow, actually, set of transgender activists, which is seeking, you know... Look, for example, at a recent story about Millwall Football Club, who had to prevent a group of feminists having a discussion about transgender issues because of threats of violence from a particular narrow set of transgender activists. So this conversation is becoming very, very aggressive. And if you look at things, for example, you know, transgender women being allowed to work at domestic violence centres, the idea that transgender women should be allowed to use access to the female prison estate. This conversation about these cards takes place in an environment where some women are legitimately concerned that the particulars of women's experience is being ignored. And so I think we do need to recognise that aside from the fact that motherhood takes place in a variety of contexts and different people can take the mothering role, it's still women that give birth to children, and it's still women that have to undertake the biological change involved in pregnancy. And that fact, that biological fact, continues to create real inequality. You know, that we know that the gender pay gap that does exists because some women have to drop out of work in order to have children.
Okay.
That means they don't progress as far. Now, while that's their choice, we have to recognise that the biological fact of motherhood relating to women creates a particular set of circumstances.
John?
I think that's an absolute stretch. What we're talking about is Mother's Day. I think the cards are a great idea. I think they work for many people, Stephen.
The cards that say Happy You Day.
Absolutely. I mean, there are people who are raised by their siblings. There are people who are raised by guardians who maybe don't want to use the name mother, or in fact want to use the term you as a fun way of reflecting on Mother's Day. It can also work for mums. I could have easily bought one for my mum and said Happy You Day, and she would have read that as Happy Mother's Day. So I think it's a complete overreaction to a choice that is being given to customers by Waitrose. Markets provide people with options. You don't have to buy it if you don't want to. This hasn't been in response to a massive campaign by transgender activists or by the LGBT community. This is something that Waitrose have chosen to do themselves. Mother's Day is an important day for a lot of people, not least of all mothers, indeed not least of all my own mother. But there are many families and there are many individuals who want to take that time, who want to take that space and celebrate the people who are important to them in their lives. And who are any of us to say that they shouldn't do so? Mother's Day isn't a police holiday.
Some people might be just a little bit worried that is this the first step, and is the next step that people will say Happy Mother's Day, Mother's Day, describing it as Mother's Day is offensive, and then everything will become so politically correct that people will want neutral cards that everything says Happy You Day. And I guess that's what people are concerned about.
I mean, I have seen nothing to suggest that that's going to be the case. So if I buy someone a birthday card that doesn't say Happy Birthday on it, doesn't make it any less a birthday card, doesn't make it any more of a recognition of the celebration of that someone's birthday.
Well, it kind of does make it less a birthday card, doesn't it, if it doesn't say Happy Birthday on it? Happy what on it?
not if I'm giving it to someone on their birthday. They know what it's for. They know what it's about. But it's the same argument that me buying a card says Happy Holidays instead of Happy Christmas somehow is going to change how we celebrate Christmas and how we view Christmas. And that is absolute nonsense. Plus, we cannot police these holidays. We cannot tell people that they have to celebrate them in a very particular way. We have to leave people the option to celebrate Mother's Day as they see fit.
Luke?
Well, I agree with that, but I think we do need to recognise that it takes place in a broader context. So last year, the UN issued a treaty saying that countries can legitimately should refer to pregnant people rather than pregnant women. And the idea that it's women that become pregnant rather than people was seen to be somehow offensive. I think that's where some of this is going. You know, we are losing the value of gendered language. We're losing the place that gender specificity has in our society. And I think that would be a problem. I mean, I agree with regards to the cards. If you look at them, they're pretty inoffensive and people should be able to celebrate in whatever way they like. My concern is that we need to retain the fact that women have particular experiences. It's women that give birth to children. It's women that have to make life decisions based on the process of giving birth. And if we refuse to acknowledge that, then I think we're doing women a serious disservice.
Okay. Luke and John, thank you very much indeed.